John 16 and verse 33. Jesus concludes this huge discourse on the new covenant. And he concludes it in this way. I have told you these things, so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble. But take heart. I have overcome the world. John 16, verse 33. The conclusion of the new covenant. In the world, trouble, yes. But in Christ, peace. Permanent peace. Everlasting peace. And Christ comforts his disciples and encourages his disciples, even at this time, with these glorious words. I want to call this short discourse, More Than Conquerors in Christ. More Than Conquerors in Christ. Note the emphasis upon I here. I have overcome the world. I have told you these things. By Christ's instruction, he brings permanent peace to his people. Even at this time, and I say even at this time, because Christ knows that within hours now, his sufferings will begin. Indeed, they've already begun. In his mind, in his spirit, in his soul, he's been heading, face set like a flint to Jerusalem, heading for this time. He's going to be betrayed, denied, deserted. And he will go to the cross and suffer all the agony of the torment of that torture. And we shall hear him cry, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? We shall see him with all the sins of all his people laid upon him. He who knew no sin being made sin for his people, that they, through faith in him, might be made the righteousness of God. And with all this pouring upon him, this betrayal, this denial, this desertion, this rejection, he thinks of his disciples. I've told you these things, so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world. What a glorious love Jesus shows here. Having loved his own in which were in the world, he loved them to the end. That comes earlier in this discourse. How he is proving it here. In all his troubles, he's thinking of the trouble the saints will go through. You will have trouble in this world. That word is based upon pressure. The flail hitting out the chaff, the flail lashing into the corn. In this world you will meet lashings, trouble with a capital T. But be of good cheer. Take comfort, take heart, take courage. I have overcome the world. You notice the past tense. I will overcome the world. No, I have. Is all certain and complete. I have to go. And I will suffer, and I will die. In verse 4 of chapter 17, Jesus will say, I have brought your glory on earth by completing the work you gave me to do. And yet, he's still to go to the cross. It's all complete now. But he will suffer the pain. This is coming now. It's all in Christ, my friend, that the victory is. In me, not in religion. Not in church, not in denomination, not in confession, not in catechism, not in Christendom, not in Christianity. In me. In me. Only in Christ is there peace. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. And outside of Christ, There is no peace. Are you listening, unbeliever? Outside of Christ, you're in this world. And there's trouble in this world, is there not? There's trouble in your world, within your heart. But this is nothing compared to the trouble that will come in eternity outside of Christ. Will you not come to Christ? For in Christ you may have peace. You can have peace. Peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Romans chapter 5. Peace. Peace with God. Peace. Perfect peace within this dark world of sin. Yes, the blood of Jesus whispers peace within. Victory. Conquering. As Paul will tell the Romans at chapter 8, verse 37, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us, Jesus. 1 John in Revelation is full of this thought. Victory. This is the victory. This is the victory. We are conquerors in Christ. Thanks God who giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 15. In this world, brother and sister, we shall have trouble. Are you having trouble now? Are you in trouble now? From the world, the pressure, the flail. Is Satan attacking you? When Satan tempts me to despair and tells me of the guilt within, upward I look and see him there who made an end of all my sin. In me you may have peace. In this world, trouble. Take heart, brother and sister. Take heart. Christ has overcome the world. Unbeliever, unbeliever, in this world it's dark and grievous and bleak. What will eternity be like outside of Christ? Child of God, let us learn from all this discourse of Christ. We've seen the disciples bragging and presumptuous and boastful and so on. Brother and sister, let us avoid pride and presumption. Let us not brag. Let us be honest with God and ourselves. Let us be loyal to Christ. Let us take heart, as he says in this text here. Let us be confident in him, dependent upon him. Take heart, I have overcome the world. Let us depend upon him. Let us look to Christ, being united to Christ in his death and in his victory, in his resurrection and ascension. And let us keep on with Christ, abiding in Christ, as we learned in the vine in John 15. May we bear all the fruits, enjoy all the grace, and feel all the power, and all the glory and joy of the new covenant. I have told you these things, says Christ, so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world.